In this bulletin, Australian security experts raise concerns over Chinese cyber theft. The cleanup continues in New South Wales following a catastrophic hailstorm. And in cricket, Steve Smith banned from the Bangladesh Premier League 2020 tournament. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The federal government has demanded China close down an intelligence service-backed hacking group engaged in a global plot to steal intellectual property from the West. Two Chinese nationals have been charged in the US over their alleged membership of the group, known in global intelligence circles as the Advanced Persistent Threat 10. The group acts on behalf of the Chinese Ministry of State Security and has targeted companies and government agencies across the world. The Australian Cyber Security Centre Director, Alastair McGibbon, has urged Australian businesses to be vigilant.
The threat is real. This needs to be seen as a catalytic event to drive change in our cybersecurity posture, to protect not just against this particular threat actor and the activity that we've exposed, but against a whole range of threat actors and activities as yet unknown.
United States Defence Secretary Jim Mattis will leave his job at the end of February. The departure of General Mattis had been anticipated since President Trump announced that he was withdrawing US troops from Syria, despite opposition from US allies and Mr. Trump's own top military officials. The retired Marine Corps General has been known as a stabilizing force in President Donald Trump's cabinet. Tens of thousands of passengers have been disrupted by drones flying over one of Britain's busiest airports. Gatwick's runway has been shut since Wednesday night as devices have been repeatedly flying over the airfield. The disruption could last for several days, affecting hundreds of thousands of passengers. Local police believe it's not terrorism related, but a deliberate act of disruption, and are still looking for the perpetrators. Prime Minister Theresa May has condemned their actions.
I feel for all those passengers whose travel plans have been disrupted by this drone activity and the action that's had to be taken in response to it. And obviously at this particular time of year, this is particularly difficult for people. We've already passed legislation in relation to the use of drones, so it is now, as has been made clear, the activity we've seen is illegal, and those who are caught endangering aircraft can face up to 5 years in prison.
Authorities are continuing to inspect the damage caused by a catastrophic storm in which hail smashed windows and battered roofs across Sydney and beyond. Multiple storm fronts converged on the Hunter Valley, Wollongong and Sydney. The Insurance Council of Australia declared the storm a catastrophe, and Chris Morn from the State Emergency Service says the damage is extensive.
We've had significant hail damage, so roof damage, skylight damage, they're the main concerns at the moment. So we're asking the public to basically go outside, have a look at what damage is done.
The Transport Workers Union warns hundreds of workers are facing redundancy this Christmas after a national freight company, Red Star Transport, went into liquidation. TWU National Assistant Secretary Nick McIntosh says the government needs to support the nearly 300 workers who may be without jobs at Christmas. Mr. McIntosh has told SBS the government also needs to look at bringing back the Road Safety Remuneration Tribunal.
Many companies are operating on 1% to 2% margins. Some even have to run contracts at a loss just to keep people employed. Both of those things are because the industry is a price-taking industry. There's pressure from major clients who have all the power, and they squeeze the companies and they squeeze rates and they squeeze margins, which means that drivers have to work longer hours, companies have to operate on smaller operating margins. It's all just a recipe for disaster in the industry. So the RSRT was established to try and address these pressures.
In sport, Bangladesh's cricket board has banned former Australian skipper Steve Smith from playing in the Bangladesh Premier League 2020 tournament after some franchises objected to his inclusion in the competition. Teammate and fellow ball tamperer David Warner will play in the tournament. Smith and Warner continue to serve their 12-month bans for their roles in the South Africa ball tampering scandal. We'll now look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 36 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 22. Melbourne, showers increasing, 19. Hobart, light showers and 17 degrees. Showers developing in Canberra, 23. Wollongong, a shower or two and 22 degrees. Sydney, also a shower or two, 24. Newcastle, much the same, 23. Brisbane, hot, possible storm, 37. Cairns, partly cloudy, 35. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.